I'm Watermelon Slim. This is the place to get up close and personal with the blues, just like this here.
Yeah. on so, so many levels. Welcome to the Raven of the Blues. That's a track called Yesterday Morning. Goes back some 9 years. When I first heard it 9 years ago, I had to stop the car because I was so taken by it. And there's a reason for opening the show with it this week. Wade Schumann on vocals and one of the two diatonic harmonicas. Joe Daly on tuba. There's guitars, there's claviolas, there's steel guitars and trumpets and saxophones. The band are Hazmat Modine. That was their very first album. And they're going to appear later in the programme too with a track from their brand new album. Welcome to the Raven of the Blues. Across the world, however, and wherever you're listening, welcome to the show. I sort of open with that because that's also the theme tune on my telephone. Anybody who knows me well enough will have heard my phone ring and heard that and recognised it straight away. It resonates with me. I hope it resonated with you. Let's move to an album which came out this year, Muddy Waters 100. John Primer spent 2 years making it. Muddy would have been 100 a couple of years ago, but it's taken 2 years to put together. Here he is with Billy Branch on harmonica and Trouble No More.
I don't care how long she gone, I don't care how long she stay, but good kind treatment gonna bring her home someday. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble for me anymore. You just keep on betting, girl, your dies it won't pass. Well, you know, little darling, you are living too fast. I'm gonna tell everybody in the neighborhood that you're a sweet little girl. You don't mean me no good. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble for me anymore. While I know you leaving, girl, you call it gone. Goodbye, baby. Come on, shake my hand. I don't want that woman. You can have a man. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble for me anymore.
That's nice. Modern take. An old standard. I've said it before, it's an IBBA album of the month. It's called Muddy Waters 100. 2 years too late, but nevertheless. If you normally buy your things as MP3 downloads, don't for this one. Buy the actual real physical album. It's so well packaged. History of Muddy Waters, lots of photographs, and it's excellent. And then you heard Trouble No More with Billy Branch on harmonica. Good stuff indeed. That's one of the IBBA records of the month. I was in Ashwin Smythe's Digital Blues' studio a couple of weeks ago in his chateau in France, and he is a bit like me, and I guess probably like so many of the other DJs, not just in the UK, but across the world, from their own home studios. All the records are normally indexed by artist. It's the only way to find them, really, and with various artists either at the beginning or the end. Apart from, and I was so gratified to see it, on Ashwin's desk was this huge pile, probably a couple of hundred CDs, of records not yet indexed, because we're getting so many of them these days, and they're coming in quicker than we can index. And so all it was going to take was one false move, and that pile would crash to the floor. And it's much the same with me, in a sense, on the digital side. So much new stuff comes in, I often don't get a chance to go back to see what came in, even just 2 weeks ago. As I was putting the show together, I was typing in a few keywords on the digital playout system, which I use to play the records. Because I'm not actually playing records, I'm playing stuff off the computer. And this track came up, which I haven't played before. It's from an album which only came out a couple of years ago. It's called FM Radio Blues Classics. And it's a double album with the Allman Brothers and Ry Cooder. Recorded, I guess, way, way back. But there's no dates, no clues, nothing at all. But this track leapt out at me. The lyrics are fabulous. Ry Cooder, I just love anyway. And so I thought I'd play this one for you. I can tell by the way you smell.
Your hair's all wrinkled and you're full of sweat, Joe. Underskirt is wringing wet. You've been doing something wrong. You're doing something wrong. You've been doing something, I can tell by the way you smell. Now, you show your linen to any man, and that's something, mama, that I just can't stand. You've been doing something wrong. Something wrong. You've been doing something, I can tell by the way you smell. You come in here walking just like a goose, and you look like somebody just turned you loose. You've been doing something wrong, doing something wrong. You've been doing something, I can tell by the way you smell. Now, mama, just run here and look at sis. You got a hand in a tootle-um up to her wrist. You've been doing something wrong, you're doing something wrong. You've been doing something, I can tell by the way you smell. And the papa's in the backyard trying to call up. Not if papa ain't ready, so help me God. He been doing something wrong, doing something wrong. Been doing something, I can tell by the way they smell. She got the motion and he got the swing. It's to look at papa out there on that thing. He been doing something wrong, doing something wrong. Been doing something, I can tell by the way they smell.
Lovely. Ry Cooder, I can tell by the way you smell. I'll say nothing more. I was seeing this week that an old friend of the programme, who I've rated highly since I first heard her voice some 3.5 years ago now, she's in Nashville making her second album. Her name is Jo Harmon, and she's also going to be at Bluesfest. Bluesfest was at the Royal Albert Hall, a fabulous venue right in the heart of London for the last couple of years, and they had the evening concerts, which were tremendously expensive but with really big names. But through the day you could have the stroller tickets, as they were called, and the first year they were £10 for unlimited access almost everywhere through 4 or 5 different places. Last year it was more complicated. Anyway, the organisers didn't like the way the Albert Hall were organising things, I guess, and so they moved to a new venue. It's the O2 venue, what was the Millennium Stadium, way out in the east of London, a real schlep to get to, and almost impossible to leave all at the same time when the concerts are over. And it's the usual big names, Tom Jones, Van Morrison on one night, Dave Matthews Band, and also Tedeschi Trucks, and also Jo Harmon on the other night. But through the day, it's got lots of free people playing. I hope it's going to be easy to get round and see them all, but anyway, that's over the weekend in October. Jo, as I say, is in Nashville right now creating her second album and is saying how wonderful it's all coming together. And here's she's got an EP out, though. And I heard a DJ, who I rate very highly, playing a track from the EP on his show last week, and it left him at the end of the track, stuck for words. He just didn't know what to say. He was so emotionally touched by it. And she has the same effect on me. So, turn all the other extraneous sounds down. Turn your radio high. The EP Find a Place, Joe Harmon. And this is a track called I Can Let Go Now.
It was so wrong, it was so right, almost at the same time. The pain and ache a heart can take, no one really knows. When the memories clear, keep you there till you no longer care, and you can let go now. Wrong for me to cling to you. Somehow I just need a time from what was to be. It's not like me to hold somebody down. Well, I was tossed high by love. I almost never came down. Only to land here. When love's no longer found. Where I'm no
saying, Raven, where's the blues in that? And yes, I know what you mean. However, She is blues. When you see her live, she's definitely blues. And the other odd thing is, as well as I know I've been carrying a torch for Joe and her music for the last 3 years, but so many other DJs, blues DJs, have picked her up too. Paul Jones on BBC Radio 2 played her. And so she's a blues girl, even though she doesn't do lots of blues. But she's got a fabulous voice, and I can't wait to hear her new album, which she's making right now in Nashville. Somebody else with a new album who's got a good voice and a good writer too. This is, again, I think recorded in the States when he was there last, in California. His name is Trevor Sewell, the album is Hollow, and here he is with Too Little, Too Late. Travis Hill from the north of England, northeast of England. The album Hollow just been released, and Too Little Too Late. Wish I could tell you who the female vocalist is, but one of the penalties of playing them as MP3 downloads, and if the artist hasn't tagged them properly, in other words, put all the information actually inside the audio, you can never tell. Nevertheless, good stuff indeed. About 10 years ago, I used to feature a band a lot on The Raven and the Blues called The Shoestring Band, and they're out of Scotland, and it basically was three guys, Fraser Spears, Boz Burrell, and also, but more importantly, Tam White and Neil Warden, and they were The Shoestring Band, and they worked right until Burrell's death in 2006, and then Tam White himself died About 4 or 5 years ago now. Neil Warden has been quiet for a while, though he may not have been, but out of my radar anyway, but he's just sent me a new EP, which I guess is going to be the sampler for something which is going to come later. It's called Adventures in Weisenborn Land, and it's just been released, and it's wonderful. Here he is with Gary Martin and a track called Bad Dog. Like a bad dog. Written by Gary Martin, at least the vocals written by Gary Martin, who was also singing there too and playing harmonica. But the song actually written by Neil Warden off the new album Adventures in Weisenborn Land. All the tracks played on a Weisenborn lap steel guitar. Also on the album are Dave Heath and Stuart Mitchell, but not on that particular track. And as I say, it's an EP. 4 tracks altogether, I think it is. But good stuff indeed, and it's good to hear him back on the scene again, in a sense. Although he'll probably email me and say, Dave, I've never been away. An old friend of the programme who's done 2 or 3 live sessions, 1 house concert, which was wonderful, and has toured Europe over the last 10 years, I guess, almost at least once a year, is coming back in the next week or so. His name is Doug McLeod. His album, he's got a new album coming out quite soon, from what I read, but I haven't got hold of it yet. His last one did awfully well for him, exactly like this. I thought we'd welcome Doug to Europe with this one. You got it good, and that ain't bad.
She walked into your life. I know you're glad. You got it good, dirty babe. With just a smile, a touch of her hand, change your life, you're a brand new man. Ain't you glad? You got it good, dirty babe. This world ain't. Oh, I know you glad. You got it good. That ain't bad. Now she's the sweetest thing you most ever seen. Got you thinking you fell into a bowl of whipped cream. Ain't you glad? That ain't bad. You search for love for so darn long, but look like even blind dogs gonna find a bone. I know they gotta make you glad. You got it good. That ain't bad. Yeah, I see your love. I know she your friend. See your everything to this world in. I know you're glad. You got it good. That ain't bad. Mm-mm. I know that ain't bad.
Thank you. some folks just keep complaining, whether it's shine or raining. Never satisfied, 'cause they never tried to be glad that they are living. Some folks can look real bright when everything's all right, but when trouble comes, they just look real glum and forget to be forgiving. So smile when you are lonely, smile when you are blue, for smiling will help you, whatever you do. Dark clouds all have a silver lining, so smile, just keep on smiling, it's gonna carry you through.
Lyrics, and I think the two tracks worked rather well side by side. First of all, you heard You Got It Good and That Ain't Bad from Doug McLeod from his album from a couple of years ago now, Exactly Like This, and Doug's on his way to Europe in the next week or so, and then followed on for an album which came out many years ago, 2007 or thereabouts, Naughty, Bawdy and Blue, Maria Muldaur, and a track called Smile. Okay. Here's an album which has just been... it's not released yet. It's coming out in the next week or so. It's the new one from Half Deaf Clutch, who was amazingly prolific through 2013 and 14, quietened down a little bit now into 15, but the album has been long awaited. The album is called The Life and Death of AJ Rail, and here's a lovely track called Long Gone Friends.
Please remember them for the good times. dead. Drink to the dead. They may be up all night, they may be down below. They may be up all
friends, Half Deaf Clutch, Raise a Glass. Something I'm doing with all too in too much recently. Another funeral next Tuesday. Another Long Gone Friend. Anyway, that's the new album. Good one. The Life and Death of AJ Rail and Long Gone Friends. Alligator Records, their new album is from Tommy Castro this time and the band The Painkillers. Tommy's new album is called Method to My Madness. About to be released in Europe. Just been released in the States. Here is a track from it called Two Hearts.
Better than one. I wanna be with you, baby, when my day is done. You could break my heart. You could break it wide open. That's alright. That's alright. Hearts were meant to be broken. River flowing. Yes, I am. You might be headed straight for some white water and commotion. It might be a lazy river road all the way to the ocean. You just never know, baby. Woo! To be broken. That's all right. That's
Good old-fashioned American Roadhouse Blues from Tommy Castro and the Painkillers. I was thinking through that. Are there many bands who, in the UK who do that kind of blues? And there are very few, actually, in a way. That's the album just been released called Method to My Madness and Two Hearts. We opened the programme with Hazmat Modine from their first album from 2006. I promised you a second track from them from their brand new album. Here it is. The album Extra Deluxe Supreme, and it is Hazmat Modine, Another Day.
Thank you.
That's a band I love to bits, Hazmat Modine. That's their third album, third studio album. They've had a live album too. I think they've got a second live album coming as well. And that's the extra Deluxe Supreme. I first heard that being played, not that particular track, but a track from the album on Paul Long's excellent blues show. And that made me contact Hazmat's management here in UK saying, can I have the album, please? And it came this week. That's a track called Another Day. Great stuff. Okay. It's a new track to me. Comes from Ebony Joanne. I've just received it this weekend as one of her MP3 downloads. The album is called Please Save Your Love for Me. Good point. This is a track called Muddy Water.
Come on, baby, let's have a little talk before I pack up my things and I walk. I know a dollar goes from hand to hand before I go from man to man. I'd rather drink muddy water, lay down in a hollow log. I work for you like a Georgia mule. My friends all laugh and call me a fool. Your kisses are sweet as they can be. Before I let you make a fool out of me, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep out in a hollow log. Yeah, I love you, my baby, but you won't be fair. You don't know how to be on the square. Have your fun, baby, if you must. Before I have a man that I cannot trust, I'd rather drink muddy water, lay out in a hollow log. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Won't be fair. You don't know how to be on the square. Have your fun, baby, if you must. Before I have a man that I cannot trust, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep out in a hollow log. Hi, hi, muddy.
stuff. There's a girl who started her life as a singer, then became an actress and a TV star, and has gone back to being a singer again. Well, still with everything else, I think. And anyway, that's a track which is off her forthcoming album, which is called Please Save Your Love For Me, and that's Ebony Joanne, and I'd Rather Drink Muddy Water. Good stuff. Okay, that's it for The Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. A mix of, well, mostly new, a little bit old too. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website also, ravenblues.co.uk. And a chance to do all kinds of things. Download 10 years of shows, get the app for your smartphone. Join me on Facebook, where I'm fairly active on terms of the blues show and everything else. Here's a band I saw on Facebook this week. Let's close the show with them. Mickey Bjorkoff, out of Finland, and the band The Blue Strip. Their album, which came out in the spring of this year, Ain't Bad Yet, features the amazing Eija Littinen also on the album, and there's a great live video of this particular track, so we'll close with it. Have a great 7 days. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time. I'll talk to you in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, hold your fire, baby. Bye-bye.